soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 2nd, 2016. We've heard it written that there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. As it was, it is, and it shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. Things just don't change. We have the same dynamics, especially religion. We have God who's real. And above all, and higher than the heavens, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to his own, and his own received him not. They have the scriptures, they had the letters, the prophets, the writings, and the psalms, the law. But they were not loving God, because he who the Father sent, they did not receive. And when he came speaking the very words of his Father, they had not the word of God abiding in their heart. They didn't recognize the words. It was as if Jesus was speaking a foreign language or a high tactical, specific, scientific, mathematical problem which went way over their head. He'd speak the simple ABC simples of the truth of the kingdom of God. But there was no receptivity because of the callousness of their hearts. Their ears were dull of hearing, and their hearts were hard, and their necks stiff-necked, stubborn, and rebellious. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is new under the sun. All these things were written in the volume of the book of written about Jesus and the things that he encountered when he came to his own, and his own received him not. And the emergence of a new covenant with Jews and Gentiles becoming one in one body, and that's in Jesus Christ, through repentance and faith. It's the good news of the kingdom of God, and it is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. And as you read through the book of Acts, as these people that were the earliest foundations of the faith, of the household of faith, they received gladly the word of the Lord. And they were commanded by Jesus to go and wait in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And they would be his witnesses. And the hour came when the Holy Spirit descended upon them with like a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and tongues of fire were upon them. And they all spake with tongues the glorious works of God, praise the Lord, and Jesus Christ, who had been sacrificed among that land, in the religious land, by the Jews and the Gentiles, fulfilling all the scriptures, was buried for 3 days and three nights, even as he said he would, and rose again, and was seen by them, and by many infallible proofs, eating with them, being touched and handled by them, as the apostles were eyewitnesses of the glorious Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the head of the body. He's the Lord, the master, because he laid down his life unto the point of death. Jesus is our example. And as we follow Jesus, we're going to encounter the same things. And this is what God has called us to do, is to walk in the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone that enters into the kingdom of God shall suffer persecution, rejection, by other religious people, just as they did to Jesus, just as they did to all the prophets that were killed by the Jews, by Israel. They resist the voice of the Spirit, and God sends ambassadors in his name, prophets, wise men, scribes of the Lord, disciples, to speak in the name of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? God is perfecting his bride. God is perfecting his people. The Lord is removing the obstacles that are in the way, the things that the enemy has been able to insert into the religious systems of the world. God is purifying his body. God is bringing judgment to the house first. Then he will judge the wicked and the unrighteous. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, wherewithal shall the ungodly appear? It is asked, 1 Peter 4:17 and 18. Oh, you ought to fear the Lord. Love the Lord like they did in the book of Acts. They came together and broke bread and kept the teachings of the apostles in simplicity and glorified God for his grace and mercy that came through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit has been given to us as our teacher, as our counselor, to guide us and teach us of everything that Jesus has already told us, to remind us those things. And we have no need of a man that a man should teach us. We have the anointing that abideth in us that teaches us all things. 1 John 2:27. But do the groves of religious peoples, of the churches, do they heed these things? Have they learned from the errors of Judah and Israel? The builders that reject the cornerstone, which is Jesus. He's elect and precious. He's the Lord. He has pierced hands, pierced feet, pierced side, wounds on his head and on his back. His visage was so marred more than any man, suffering, enduring the shame for the joy that was set before him. And that's those that would follow him and hear his voice. What's the Lord saying? What's the Lord doing? It's obvious what men are doing, but what is the Lord doing? What is he saying? Seek his face. Seek him with all your heart, and you shall find him and hear his voice. He's the one that laid down his life and purchased you through his own blood. Jesus has the right to direct your steps. Jesus has the right to call you forth unto him out of corruption, out of false religious system, out of men that make a business out of religion, using him as the wares. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing's new under the sun. In Acts chapter 6 is the early ecclesia, the called out people called church, translated as church. There was a man named Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, and he encountered the religious system. And Stephen was full of faith and power. He did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." They lie. They stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. Is this not what Jesus said would happen? They shall bring you before the councils. They shall beat you in their synagogues. And they set up a false witnesses, which said, "This man does not stop to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we've heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us." Oh, they love the brick and mortar. They love the law that they couldn't keep or never did, nor their forefathers, as is outlined in Acts 15. The law was of the flesh. The law could perfect nothing. The law was not for the righteous, but for the wicked, the unrighteous. The law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It goes on and says, "And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." Chapter 7, "And then said the high priest, 'Are these things so?' Stephen answered, and he said, 'Men, brethren, and fathers, listen.' And he went on and gave the most wonderful dissertation through the Spirit of God, the history of Israel and Judah, and how God had spoken and moved and acted through the people. Stephen spoke the truth, full of the Holy Spirit, and told them in their history. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. The stars, ladies and gentlemen, that which was created by God, they worshiped, but they would not worship he that made them. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you've made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. The seal of Solomon, the star of David, is this representation of what is written here in Acts chapter 7 and Amos chapter 5. They've got big business. Big business. From the sellers to the buyers, from those that sit in the seat of those that sell the doves and the money changers. Big business. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in Jeremiah 7, it outlines the thieves and the robbers that turn the God of glory, the Father, his house, into a den of thieves, robbers, vipers, serpents, sons of the devil. But yet they could quote Moses. And they find offense with the servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ himself, and the prophets, and the apostles, and the disciples. And they'll find fault with you if you come in Jesus' name. Acts 7:51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. This is what we're saying, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, stubbornness. Being uncircumcised in your heart means it's hard. Hard as a rock. Not tender before the Lord. Not pliable. Not open to receive instruction. And the ears, dull of hearing, refusing to hear. And they always resist the Holy Spirit. Resisting the truth. Don't want to hear the truth. But we want to do the business of religion. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? Yes. And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom you have now the betrayers and murderers. Nothing is new under the sun. And they stoned Stephen as he called upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not to this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he died. In Ephesians 4, Apostle Paul, who was trained, who was one that lived this manner that opposed Stephen. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, of the tribe of Benjamin, of touching the law, blameless, zealous, to the point that he killed Christians. He persecuted, ravaging it, but he did it in ignorance and unbelief. And Jesus Christ, the glorified Lord, had appeared to Paul and called him as an ambassador, and Paul was taught by Jesus Christ, as all of us should be. Ephesians 4:20 and following. Do you hear him? Have you been taught by him? Walk with him. Ephesians 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Do you see? Here. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it that but also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what God's doing. God is giving the gift of Christ, which are these different attributes of apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherd, teacher. We don't have overlords in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not divided into denominations that are corporations by man. Man has done that. The Lord has made one body, and man has made multiple denominations. Even in cahoots with secular kings, forces, governments. The Lord would say he never thought of that. It never came to his mind. God is perfecting his people. He's calling us out unto him. One Lord, one shepherd, one apostle, one chief shepherd and bishop of our soul. And there's brethren that have been washed by the Lord Jesus Christ and the gift of Christ within those vessels of honor. Jesus Christ manifests and ministers to the body. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Do you see? This is what has gone on. Every wind of doctrine. Just go to your Bible bookstore. What is sold today is part of the religious system. Winds of doctrine from north, south, east, west. Opinions of men. Schools of thought, but not of the Holy Spirit. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. These are things, ladies and gentlemen, that the Lord is speaking. The word of God comes. It's living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. But the word of God, as powerful as it is, it's nullified, made of no effect to people with unbelief. They hear the word, but they don't believe the word. They don't mix it with faith that comes by the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Have you heard the Lord? Are you listening to him? Are you receiving what he's saying? Are you hardening your heart? Are your ears dull of hearing? Are you refusing him that speaks from heaven? You can have no faith. You're going to have no direction, no light without receiving from the Lord as a dear child. Jesus spoke about the sower and the seed. This word goes forth. And when people don't understand it and they don't seek understanding, they stay in their ignorance. They stay in their unbelief. And the devils, the powers of darkness come and steal the word that was sown in their heart. And it brings no fruit in their life. And others hear the word of the Lord and gladly rejoice and are excited, but they have no depth in their heart. And the word of God is very shallow. And in the day of persecution and tribulation, they give up. The word of God is choked. And Jesus described another type of heart, a heart that the word has sown, but it's nullified. It has no power, it has no effect because lusts of the world, cares of life, and other things come in and it chokes the word and there's no fruit in their life. Though they know Jesus is real, they know that God loved them, but there's no fruit, there's no evidence at all. Others hear the word gladly. And their hearts abound with faith and love and the mercy of God. And the word takes root and grows and expands and transforms their life, and they bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Praise the Lord. When Jesus spoke in John 10, listen, we're talking about nothing is new under the sun, but Jesus the shepherd spoke this word in John 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what Jesus is saying? That there's thieves and robbers that turn the Father's house into a den of thieves and robbers. They steal. What are they stealing? It's a lot more than money. It's a lot more than money. They steal lives. They steal the glory of God. They take it upon themselves. And it's all about the way of Balaam and Jezebel and Cain and all the other defiled ones that have failed the grace of God. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and then they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. And he doesn't care for the sheep. It's right here, ladies and gentlemen. Whether your Bible is in black or red or whatever color the ink is, it's a living word that speaks today. Do you hear what the Lord is saying? He's the shepherd. And the hirelings and the thieves and the robbers and the strangers and even the wolves are coming to destroy your life. Unless you take heed to the words of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. And To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. Today's March 2nd, 2016, and Wednesday. Lots of stories in a similar theme today. As reported by the New York Times, quote, see that billboard, it may see you too. Pass a billboard while driving in the next few months, and there's a good chance the company that owns it will know you were there and what you did afterwards. Clear Channel Outdoor Americas, which has tens of thousands of billboards across the United States, will announce on Monday that it has partnered with several companies, including AT&T, to track people's travel patterns and behaviors through their mobile phones. By aggregating the trove of data from these companies, Clear Channel Outdoor hopes to provide advertisers with detailed information about the people who pass its billboards, to help them plan more effective, targeted campaigns. With the data and analytics, Clear Channel Outdoor could determine the average age and gender of the people who are seeing a particular billboard, in, let's say, Boston at a certain time, and whether they subsequently visit a store. Next story. As reported by the Washington Post, devices on public buses in Maryland are listening to private conversations. Goes on and states the Maryland Senate on Tuesday delayed action on a bill that would clamp down on when public buses and trains can record the private conversations of their passengers. Senator Robert Zirkin, Baltimore County, chair of the Senate Judicial Proceedings, which unanimously voted for the measure to move to the Senate floor, said he wanted the committee to address an amendment offered by some of those who are concerned about costs associated with the bill. The bill is likely to be considered by the Senate on Wednesday, he said, but, quote, what Maryland Transit Administration is doing is a mass surveillance, unquote, Zirkin said. And he said, I find it outrageous, he said. I don't want to overstate it, but this is the issue of our generation. As technology advances, it becomes easier and easier to encroach on people's civil liberties, unquote. Next story by Breitbart. Report, illegals rushing to get into the United States before the Trump wall. Story states, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's vow to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border seems to be spurring more illegal immigration in recent months, according to Reuters. The news agency says there has been an increase in illegal immigration at the southern border as migrants seek to make it into the United States illegally before Trump gets into office and it's too late. Quote, they think they need to take advantage while they can, Blanca Riviera, a manager of the Ciudad Juarez Migrant Shelter, told Reuters. Rivera noted that she has seen the recent increase in northward migration in recent debates with the Republican hopefuls. Trump has said that Mexico will pay for the cost since there's a United States trade deficit by billions, $58 billion a year, and Mexico's making all this money they can put up the wall to protect drugs, for example, and illegal transgressing across the border. Next story by EAG News. School monitors student social media to, quote, head off the problems. Huntsville, Alabama. School officials in Huntsville plan on tracking students' social media accounts as part of a new system that will also levy punishments based on posts, regardless of whether they're private or public. The systems will also give Huntsville City Schools Superintendent Casey Wardensky and district administrators the ability to punish students for posting videos of fights in school, a measure that some believe is designed to hide the district's failings. Fascinating. Another story about the global economy by the Telegraph business section. Fresh recession will cause Eurozone collapse, warns Swiss bank, Credit Suisse. A recession in Europe could lead to the collapse of the Eurozone as the single currency would buckle under the political turmoil unleashed by a fresh downturn, a leading investment bank has warned. In a research note titled Close to the Edge, economists at Swiss bank Credit Suisse warn the fate of monetary union hangs in the balance if Europe's policymakers are unable to ward off another global slump and quell anti-Euro populism. Here's another report just recent on Thursday, the 25th of February, Citi, risk of global recession rising. The risk of the global economy falling into a recession is rising as fundamentals remain poor, analysts at Citigroup said in a note Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, well, the stock market goes up and down, it breathes, ebb and flow. The fundamentals, the conditions of the global economy are dire, and that has not changed. And off Indonesia, a 7.8 quake overnight.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com. with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.